Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. They'll be on in just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kay. How may I help you?
Yes, Kay. Hi, this is Barbara Wilson, and y'all have asked me to get my bank on the phone so you could confirm that I had filed a dispute.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They're on the phone right now. Could they go ahead and give you that information?
Give me one moment. Okay. May I get your zip code, please?
77433.
Okay. And may I get that name?
My name is Barbara Wilson.
Okay, let me see. Give me one moment. I'm going to put you on a brief hold.
Okay. I'm so sorry. They said it would just take a second.
Oh, no worries. What was the debit card that you put under that was taken under, do you remember? The debit card?
The last four digits were 0062.
0062. Okay. I got it. Yeah, I thought. Yeah. Give me one second.
Yes, ma'am. Do you know the name of the product that you purchased?
It was listed on my bank account as Premier.
It's Primer Deluxe Fitness Muscle.
There you go.
Premier Deluxe Fitness Muscle.
And the other one was a cleanse.
Give me one moment. Let me see. Let me do first and last. May I get your first and last name, please?
Mine or the bank?
Yours.
Barbara Wilson.
Can you spell that for me, please?
B-A-R-B-A-R-A. W-I-L-S-O-N.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am. Okay, can you verify your address for me, please?
8007 Chola Canyon Lane, Cypress, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So what are you calling for today, ma'am?
If you'll look at my records, they're showing that y'all have billed my account three times for these two products. And then yesterday I got two products in, and one was a Calm, a CBD Calm, and the other one was a cream. Neither one of them were either one of those products. But I had submitted a dispute and canceled the card because y'all charged me three times. And the second time I didn't even get anything, and it's just, and y'all denied what the bank said. The bank had told me to call a number. Call the number. Y'all said you weren't involved. So I filed a complaint. Then the other rep that I talked to said they would have made all of the notes, and all y'all need to do is to have the bank on the other line and verify that the complaint was filed. And I've got them on the line now willing to verify that it was filed. The complaint was filed.
Yes, ma'am.
So you can give me credit back for the product.
Yes, ma'am. Well, all of the purchases, they're valid. I don't know if maybe you might have forgotten to cancel the trial when you signed up for the 14-day trial. But what the company did was, ma'am.
I'm following the instructions of the other people. Could you please put one of them on the phone so I don't have to go through this over and over and over again?
Yes, ma'am. No problem. Hold one moment.
Good God. These people, they ought to be put out of business.
Right.
Because the two things that are listed on what I got yesterday was called Calm and a cream for pain. Didn't have anything to do with fitness, didn't have anything to do with
I'm looking at your account right now, and I'm going all the way back from September 1st, And let me see, 10-1 they did 99.94, 11-3 they did 99.94, 12-2 they did 99.94. Then they also did 95.94, 95.94, 95. They told
you they charged you 6 times. Yes.
Okay. That's what that is what you're disputing, correct?
Yes, we'll see.
Yes.
I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor.
Thank you.
No problem.
I don't know how to get this off speaker, y'all. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries.
Okay, Ms. Wilson, you're being transferred to my supervisor.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. I'm glad I could help.